Joyce Carol Oates was born in Lockport in rural upstate New York in 1938. She grew up on her family's farm and attended the same one-room schoolhouse that her mother had studied in. Though Oates' hometown was hard hit by the Great Depression, she enjoyed the natural environment of the farm. Oates displayed a precocious interest in books and writing from an early age. Although her parents and grandparents had little education, they encouraged her and presented her with her first typewriter at age 14. An excellent student, Oates won a scholarship to Syracuse University, where she majored in English. At 19, she won a college short story contest sponsored by Mademoiselle magazine. She was class Victorian and went on to earn her master's in a single year at the University of Wisconsin. While at the university, she met Raymond Smith, who would become her husband after a three-month courtship. In 1962, Oates began teaching at the University of Detroit. Her first novel, With Shuddering Fall, was published when she was 28. Her novel, Them, received the National Book Award. In 1968, Oates moved to the University of Windsor in Ontario. Over the next 10 years, while teaching full-time, she published new books at the rate of two or three per year. And she and her husband started a small press and published the literary magazine, The Ontario Review. They moved to Princeton in 1978, where Oates still teaches creative writing as a distinguished professor of humanities. She's mentored numerous young writers, including Jonathan Safran Foer. Oates has written 39 novels, numerous short stories, volumes of poetry, plays, essays, and book reviews. In 1996, she received the Penn Malamud Award for a lifetime of literary achievement. Her novels Blackwater, What I Lived For, and Blonde were nominated for the Pulitzer Prize. In 2008, her husband died and Oates suffered severe depression. But the following year, she married Princeton professor Charles Gross. Today, we'll speak to her about her new book, The Accursed. To quote Stephen King's New York Times review, Joyce Carol Oates has written what may be the world's first postmodern gothic novel, E.L. Doctorow's Ragtime, set in Dracula's castle. It's dense, challenging, problematic, horrifying, funny, prolix, and full of crazy people. You should read it. I wish I could tell you more. Welcome, Joyce. It's an honor to have you with us on the Book Report.
Thank you. I'm honored to be here.
You began working on The Accursed in 1984, then set it aside for nearly 30 years. What made you return to it?
Well, I had actually gone back every few years to reread the manuscript and to do a little revision and taking notes. Because it is a historical novel, I kept adding notes and, you know, new ideas and so forth. So it was really like an ongoing process, but I didn't have what I felt was a satisfactory voice for the narrative, for the narrator. And so it was actually all those years. And then in 2011, I decided that I would just rewrite it. And I changed the title and rewrote every word of it and subtracted quite a bit and added some things. Sort of a typical process of revision, except it took many years.
And the story is introduced by M.W. Van Dyke II, an amateur historian. Talk about your decision to begin the novel in this way.
Well, it always was an amateur historian who lived in Princeton and who was contemporaneous with the events of the novel, though he was very young at the time. It is not uncommon for Gothic novels and long novels of that type to have a what we call frame, you know, a story told by somebody else, like Henry James's The Turn of the Screw, or Wuthering Heights has a frame. It's the distance the writer, myself, from the material to have a character who's also telling the story.
I see. So introduce us to the Crosswicks Curse.
It's a sort of mystery novel. Mysterious things are happening in this affluent village of Princeton, New Jersey in 1905-06. And there is actually a curse. And we find out through the course of a number of chapters of exploration and analysis and contemplation, we find out that the curse has something to do with white entitlement, white racism, bad behavior towards African Americans. And it has something to do also with suppression or repression, sexual repression, and general repression of new ideas, women's suffrage, and new ideas having to do with Darwinian evolutionary theory. So it's basically a novel, I think, about the conflict between the generations. One is the old world, the 19th century world, and the other is the new 20th century world that's struggling to be born.
Mm. In the novel, you have Woodrow Wilson, Grover Cleveland, Jack London, Upton Sinclair. In The Accursed, were these characterizations based on fact? For example, Woodrow Wilson, you write him as a deeply paranoid university administrator and obsessive hypochondriac.
He was very much a hypochondriac. We know this from his biographies and even some of his letters. I read many of his letters. There is a big collection of Woodrow Wilson material at Princeton University, of course. And as for his paranoia, he was very much involved with exactly the same academic issue that's in the novel. There are other things about him. I mean, I present him as an intellectual person, and he's a very ardent Christian. He has a sense of mission about Christianity. And I mean, not everything about him is critical. I mean, I'm not critical of him completely. Some people would find his Christianity admirable. He was a bit of a sexist, or maybe more than a bit. He didn't think that women should vote and women should not have many rights at all. And he didn't think that Negroes, as they would call them, were fully human beings. I think he liked his Negro servants, and he was affectionate with them, given them from the South. But I don't think he ever really thought that an African-American was a full human being the way he thought of himself.
Mm. In the book, the setting of Princeton is a character in your story. Have settings always been so central to your novels?
Settings, yes. Many novels. I have a novel called The Falls, in which Niagara Falls is definitely a character and probably the most powerful character in the novel. I have a novel called Them, which is set in Detroit, Michigan. It leads up to the time of the Detroit riot in 1967. And in that case, the city is very much a character. However, the curse is unusual in that the very geography, the streets, the roads, the country houses, the big estates, the university buildings, the seminary, and so forth, there's a map. I did a map from the novel. It's unusual in that the sort of geographical reality is so powerful and so central to the novel. That is quite unusual.
Mm. Speaking about your body of work, if someone has not yet read one of your novels, would there be one or two you'd direct them to first?
It definitely depends upon what people like. Some people do like long novels, in which case I have a long novel called Blonde, which is about Norma Jean Baker, who becomes Marilyn Monroe. Basically, the novel is a fictitious biography of Norma Jean Baker, and she becomes this famous person called Marilyn Monroe. So if a person likes a long novel, that's quite long, or if somebody likes short novels, I have novellas. I have a novella called Rape, a Love Story, that's only like 120 pages long. Then I have collections of short stories, and I have short novels, and I have a novel like The Accursed, which is sort of a mystery, gothic, postmodernist novel, really about American culture. So it depends upon a person's taste, what to begin with.
All right. Well, in the 1990s and early 2000s, you wrote several books, mostly mysteries, under pen names Rosamund Smith and Lauren Kelly. What made you do this?
Well, I wanted to start a different line of writing. I wanted to have novels that were fairly short, and they were cinematic, and they were what we call psychological thrillers. They're mystery novels with a sort of psychological dimension. They're not thrillers in the sense that they're about politics or about murderers and assassins. thrillers, not political thrillers, but psychological thrillers. So I just wanted to start a different line of writing that I would write when I was not writing one of my long novels under the name Oates.
I understand you'll be retiring from full-time teaching in the near future. What's ahead for you after that?
Well, just to stay in that house and probably might teach at Princeton. After people retire from full-time teaching, they sometimes teach one course, like freshman seminar or writing workshop. I mean, I might even teach at Princeton again.
Mm-hmm.
I would not be a full-time faculty member. And then I'm going to be teaching at NYU in a graduate writing program. But we'll keep the same house. My husband and I like the house, and we have wonderful friends.
All right. And what book are you working on next?
I'm working on a novel that's a short novel. It's based on, it's not literally about, but it's based on the Tawana Brawley case. I'm writing a novel that is somewhat similar to that case, but not literally, because I never do that. I basically take an idea, I take something from history and make it more symbolic, and I drop out specific things and add other things. I sort of take ideas that seem representative of some interesting or even exciting or notorious theme in American culture. The Tawana Brawley case was extremely controversial. It was never satisfactorily resolved. And I like to write about cases that are not solved. So that's what I'm working on. That's called The Sacrifice.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
All righty. Bye.